starting today and for the next few weeks, we'll be reading the gospel on Sundays from the sixth chapter of John. And the sixth chapter of John is one of those beautiful chapters in the Bible that point to our Lord in the Eucharist. Everything in that is pointing to Jesus in the Eucharist. It's such a beautiful thing to take and to read, to pray with, to go over. You know, even today's gospel, you know, it's so easy for us to know that, oh, this is the multiplication of the loaves and fish. I've heard that story before. But if we just take that and we go over it, we read it on our own, we pray with it, you know, the Lord will open up numerous things for us. So I just encourage everybody, you know, that in these next few weeks, as we go along the sixth chapter of John, you know, not just to listen to the sixth chapter here at Mass, but when we go home, you know, to open up the Bible and to read it for ourselves, to allow the Word of God to speak to us throughout the week, because of how important it is in our life. And going to the gospel today, we see this great miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. You know, Jesus is asking his disciples, you know, where are we going to get all this food? He knows already that he can do this, but they look out and they see the numerous amount of people, and they ask themselves, you know, how is this going to happen? How is our Lord going to do this? But we see that, you know, once the baskets are passed around, not only is everybody full, they've taken their fill, but there's so much left over that Jesus has to send the disciples out to collect it so it does not go to waste. In the same way, you know, so often in our spiritual life, we can have that same attitude. We can say, this cannot happen. This is impossible. This is not for me. This is for somebody else. But our Lord only needs a little. And he can do great things with each and every one of us. And we see what he did with these five loaves and these two fish and how much he can do with us. But it's being open to those graces that God has for us. You know, so often we refuse the graces that God has in our life. You know, whether it's because we don't think it's possible in order to do these things, or it could be that we're just closed off altogether. We don't want help from God. Or it could be that we don't even know what those graces are. And we're not asking for those graces in our own life. Now, one of those places that so often we forget of how beautiful the graces are is here at Mass, in the Eucharist. You know, it's the summit of our faith. You know, it contains our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You know, Padre Pio, you know, said that it'd be easier for the earth to survive without the sun than it would be without the Mass. And so often we put the Mass as just another thing that we have to check off on our list throughout the week. But it's so much more than that. You know, it's the greatest thing that we can do in any given week. It's the greatest thing that we can do in any given day. The most important thing that we can do is connect ourselves with our Lord in the sacrifice at the altar. And he has so many graces just waiting for each and every one of us. But we have to be open to those. We have to know that our Lord has those graces for us, and we want to be able to receive them. You know, we first open ourselves to those graces by preparing ourselves for Mass. You know, so often we can get caught up in the hustle and bustle, you know, running in late, doing other things throughout the day, and we don't calm ourselves down. We don't pray beforehand. We don't open ourselves up to those graces. You know, even during the Mass, we could have our mind on, you know, what's going to be for supper? What are we going to do tomorrow? You know, we have all these things that can go through our head, and we can forget about the beautiful thing that is happening here. We can forget about the beautiful graces that our Lord has in store for us. And it's always being present to our Lord, asking Him for those graces, being attentive, so that we can experience those graces. Because we know that He has so much in abundance for us that we're never going to know the power that there are. You know, He's collecting up all those extra graces. And so often it's because they're falling on closed hearts. It's always allowing that heart to be open. You know, it even goes beyond just being here at Mass, and whether it's coming beforehand, staying a little bit after to thank our Lord for those graces, but it's also throughout the week. You know, going to Him in prayer, thanking Him for the gift of our faith, thanking Him for the gift of the sacrament of the Eucharist. You know, it can be as simple as, you know, stopping in at the Adoration Chapel, you know, spending 5-10 minutes there, just asking our Lord to give us His graces. You know, it's even when we are at home, you know, asking for those graces. When something goes wrong in our life, asking for those graces. When something is good in our life, you know, giving thanks to those graces that God has given us. We always have to be aware of those graces of our Lord. We can't just assume that they're going to come. We know that our Lord wants us to have them. We know that He is giving them to us. But we have to be able to receive them. We have to be open. We have to know those graces that He has for us. And it's always having that awareness so that we can seek out those graces that our Lord has for us. Knowing that great love, that great sacrifice that He had for us so that we could be made new. And we remember all those graces that we receive in baptism, confirmation, all the rest of the sacraments, and they lead us all to our Lord. They all lead us to heaven, but so often we do not use them. We do not know about them. We're not looking for them. And that is something that we cannot do. We always have to be looking for them. We always have to be learning about the graces that our Lord has for us. And we always have to be accepting them into our life so that we can live that life of grace that our Lord wants for us.